Hello and welcome to Isolation and Me. I'm Blanche Anderson, voiceover actor and filmmaker. This is a podcast which explores personal experiences during the COVID-19 outbreak. It discusses the highs and the lows and whether we can find any positives in this unusual and uncertain situation. Chris and I met 4 years ago at an overnight film shoot. We bonded over our love of bananas, particularly banana bread, and our Scottish blood. Kind of literally since I had to make blood for the film shoot. Chris, do you remember those days fondly?
I do, and I remember I made the banana bread, so we both brought a little something to the table.
You say brought a little something, I brought the banter. That's exactly what I brought. Yeah, it was a long night, wasn't it? We did, how many hours was it, do you remember?
I don't remember when we started, but I remember we finished and it was like light again. It was like 6 or 7 in the morning.
Yeah, but I think it was a lot of bonding time. Hence this friendship.
Tons. Yeah, so much bonding.
Yes.
More than enough, actually.
Too much, yeah. Okay, so first of all, we're going to, before we're getting cracking to the deep questions, I've got some quick fire round questions for you. So are you ready?
Yes.
Good. Are you exercising more or less at the moment?
More.
Nice, good. Do you feel weirdly guilty when you go outside?
Yes.
Why?
I thought it was quick fire.
Sorry, I know, but then I just felt the hesitation there. Why? Quick.
Because you worry you might cough on someone and give them COVID-19.
Oh gosh, didn't realise you had it to pass on. Okay, are you worried about getting ill?
Yes.
Just confess that you were, so there you go. Yes. How long do you think the isolation period will last?
Probably another month or so, I think.
So we're in April, so you think by the end of May?
No, I think the 5th of May, which is the day before my birthday, would be perfect.
Oh my goodness. But I think you're just hoping so we can have a party.
Yeah.
nice optimism. What one thing are you secretly loving about being in isolation?
I like having more time to cook elaborate meals.
For example?
Well, at the moment, I have a roast chicken in the oven, which is very nice.
time pressure. And have you watched Tiger King yet?
No.
Late to the party. Mm. Okay, so can you just tell us, obviously, I've known you for 4 years. We've already established your love of bananas and the Scottishness of you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing or, you know, what life was like before COVID-19 hit?
Yes. Very broad question that I would be glad to deal with the breadth of an answer it requires.
He's always criticising me.
It's always. It's just an observation. So I work for a broadcaster.
Private broadcaster.
A public private broadcaster.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
It's not broadcasting private. So they, I'm a video producer for them and I make stuff for their website. And mm-hmm. I live with my girlfriend in East London.
Nice.
And I'm an active sort of person, going to restaurants, theatre, visiting friends like you, Blanche.
We've
been to the theatre and restaurants, so you can verify that I am not lying. And I go out on lots of trips at the weekend, sometimes up to Scotland to see my family. Yeah. And
you like a holiday or two as well, don't you?
I do like a holiday. You can also verify that. We've been on some.
Just wanted to show off about our lush life, our lavish lifestyle there. And also, I'm enjoying that the quick fire question was, do you like your, you know, living situation or your being in isolation? And thank God you said yes when you said you live with your girlfriend,
because
that would have been, you know, awkward. Okay, so, and then, I mean, anything else or did I just cut you off mid-flow there? I feel
I gave you a broad overview, but I'd be more than happy to drill down in any particular areas.
No, it's fine. Moving on. No, I just mean, so obviously that was life before. So, I mean, has this impacted you a lot? So what's changed, I guess, about then and now? So can you kind of describe your day-to-day now? Obviously, you can't go on your amazing holidays and theatre. Actually, you were supposed to go to Italy, weren't you?
Yes. We booked that in January, which was obviously after the outbreak in China, but before there was any mention of it becoming a bit of a hotspot in North Italy. And it was literally mm-hmm. to the north of Italy and doing a sort of tour around that we were supposed to be doing. And that actually got cancelled like fairly early on as the situation developed, because British Airways cancelled my flight like quite a long time ago now. So I feel like in a sense, you know, for me, I'm quite lucky, obviously, but that holiday was cancelled and refundable. So that's quite lucky as well.
Were you supposed to do like a bad friend alert? But it wasn't cancelled straight away, but you already decided you were going to swap it for Norwich,
yeah.
Right?
No, actually, that happened after.
After,
yeah,
okay.
Instead of going to Italy, it was just for a week, but still, yeah, it was supposed to be quite a nice holiday, but never mind. And I'm sure we can do it again.
And are you still able to like work from home and stuff like that? Like, I mean, has that changed?
Actually, my job, we do work from home Monday a week anyway, and I'm sort of set up to work from home. So that's kind of been fine. And my whole team is quite sort of working from home savvy, and we have like people call in to meetings quite often anyway, so it's all worked quite well. And I'm even doing a little bit of work that's somewhat related to coronavirus, because my company is making content that's around like exercising at home, and I've been doing a bit of editing for that. So it's been
and you said you've increased your exercise as well, so you're really like, I don't know, flying the
Because I'm with my girlfriend all the time.
What, you want to be extra ripped for her?
No, it's because she'll say, shall we go for a run or do some yoga in the morning? And I'll say, oh, yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
The issue that I'm finding is that, you know, like if someone suggests things like, it's not like you can be like, oh, no, I'm really, life is so hectic at the moment. It's like, you know, you've not got an excuse, do you?
No, and I suppose that, you know, we're told we're not supposed to go out more than once a day exercising. So you almost feel like, oh, well, I'd better go out and exercise.
Oh, yes, high intensity exercise, and even though you've never used to do it before, or at least I didn't.
No, quite the same here. And so going to the park here is quite good because it's quite big and we can run and be quite far away from other people just on the grass and stuff. So it's all been quite good. And overall, situation and with living here with my girlfriend and both being quite healthy, we're extremely lucky. So I feel like I don't feel, you know, too bad about the whole thing personally, because I can see I'm in a very good position, really. And
well, I was going to say that, actually. You are one of, you know, and apologies to other friends if they feel like this too, and I've just completely spoken for them, but you're one of the very few people that I've spoken to that just seems to be loving life. You're absolutely loving this change. You're like, I wish life was, I mean, obviously not the whole, you know, the serious aspect of it, loved ones and things like that, but or, you know, yourself, but I just mean more like your day to day. Because you do loads of projects and stuff, don't you? I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, so I have been quite enjoying being able to do my projects. They've got lots of, so I'm designing a board game for a competition, and I've had lots of time in the evenings to do stuff on that, and that's all.
Plug.
Exactly. And,
What's it called? Quick.
The Island of Treacherous Treasure.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that, actually, because I did a voiceover for it.
Yeah, but you forgot.
Awkward again. I don't understand how we've like been friends for years in my memory. But no, yeah. And whilst are you still, you used to do Warhammer loads, didn't you? But I don't know if you're doing that anymore. I don't know if you can
online. Well, you can. There's things people have set up which I can get into very nerdy detail about. You can play it on Tabletop Simulator.
Not that kind of podcast.
But I've not really got back into painting. I could. The company Games Workshop that makes it has actually shut down completely, and they're not opening their shops or selling anything, which is quite wise. So if I was to run out of a paint, I might be in a sticky situation. Obviously, I do quite like that aspect of things, and I feel like it's quite nice to have this time at home. But, you know, overall, I'd rather it wasn't in these circumstances, and I'm quite concerned, particularly for my elderly family. But
it's
a mix of emotions. But I think you're right in that I'm taking to it quite well.
And do you think you know, are you able to kind of switch off from the sort of, obviously, you know, if you woke up every day thinking about your elderly family, and obviously you wouldn't be able to enjoy it and get into your projects, but do you find you're just kind of, are you blocking it out? They're staying in, I'm guessing, as well.
Yeah, I feel like now things got to a point where people are staying indoors, it almost feels a bit settled, like
okay, yeah. So you're not worrying as much.
I feel like the situation is changing less for me and for my family less now than it was when we weren't quite sure whether there was going to be a lockdown, what that might be like. I feel now there's stronger guidance, and I feel a lot happier that that's all kind of just underway, and we're doing the plan now, and we're doing what we can, and we know what the guidance is.
I think some of it's like the uncertainty of it, isn't it? And once you know, like, okay, we've just, you know, if there was a time frame to stick to, and I guess that's it. But actually, I was going to say, on your family, so your sister is an NHS worker, isn't she?
She is, and so I'm quite worried about her. She's in a hospital in Scotland, and it does sound pretty grim. So
has she changed to doing COVID-19 stuff? that's the name for it. So tell us what she's doing before and now.
Well, her job is more to do with discharging people at the right time and making sure that they have the right stuff so that they get on fine back in their life.
Occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist. And
I remember that.
But it looks like now that their hospital is moving into a wartime setting, as it were, going to have to sort of change role. And the hospital is seemingly very set up to deal with it. I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I get the impression that because Scotland has lower absolute numbers of the disease and lower number of deaths than, say, London.
Just because of the concentration and stuff. But she is, in one of the more built-up areas of Scotland, not in the Highlands. Although I heard in the news that everyone's getting annoyed because everyone's fleeing to the Highlands and things. The healthcare system, because they're used to less people, they're trying to put off people, you know, going for trying to escape, I guess. I don't really know, but
yeah.
But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that you guys are twins, just an extra, you know, not identical, but you seem to think it's gonna be over for you guys' birthday anyway, so that's fine. You were supposed to go to Prague, weren't you?
Well, obviously not fingers crossed for that, because we didn't book it in the end, but she was supposed to be coming down here, that's not looking that likely at the moment. And I think even if there are restrictions lifted, it'll be quite gradual, and there'll still be the expectation that people are quite sensible and that literally everyone doesn't go on a weekend trip the first weekend that they say it's okay,
or
and that sort of thing.
Giant parties, because I feel like that's a danger, isn't it? They lift the rules and then everyone's like, yes, all the things that I didn't do before. I do kind of worry though that, and I was speaking about this to my dad, that like because I'm personally very excited about my next chance to go back to Scotland. I decided to stay in London. But I was thinking, my goodness, all the train fares are just going to skyrocket, do you think? Or am I just overthinking it? I'm hoping that the government will be like, no, train operators, you can't do that. But
don't know.
You don't know?
No.
God, it's like the first thing you don't know. I feel like usually you're very... Chris knows everything. He's like the font of knowledge, but I've found your weakness.
Yeah.
The one thing
being able to predict train prices a month in advance after an unprecedented epidemic. You've got me.
Very disappointed. Okay, I feel like this moves on nicely to my next question, because that was a low moment in our friendship. Or maybe high, because I felt quite superior, even though it's not come true yet. Who knows? I mean, this is a tricky one, though, because as I said, you're one of the few people that I know who seem to be, except for, like I said, the family situation and stuff, you seem to be, you know, loving life. So, I mean, there must have been, this is me hoping for my sake, there must have been down moments in there. And I just wondered if you could maybe pick one of the lowest moments you've had so far and kind of expand on that.
Yeah. Obviously, overall, I don't feel like I've had it that bad. And so I feel like anything that has been quite negative has been against that like backdrop of like more national concern or whatever. But certainly the holiday, which we mentioned already, it was quite sad that we couldn't go on that. Also, a sort of odd low moment was, for a while we've been intending to adopt cats from a shelter, and we had a date in the diary with the shelter place for ages, since January. And it was a few weeks ago. It was just before, I think we were supposed to go on the Saturday, and the Monday after that was when they said, don't do anything apart from essential travel. So we were quite concerned running up to that, whether it was going to be cancelled. And they said, we are having, you know, quite strict hygiene protocols. You have to wear gloves, blah, blah, blah. But we'd been quite concerned they were going to cancel the whole thing. And then we were going to be in all the time, but we wouldn't have the cats. And we bought all the stuff for them, and we had their food, and we had their little things to play in. So it was almost like the opposite of a low moment, because we were worried so much about it that we wouldn't be able to do it and go ahead and bring the cats home. But in the end, we were. So actually, surprise, it was a happy moment overall.
I was just thinking that, and I was like, this is the worst answer to this question ever. I said, what's your lowest moment? And I wanted dirt. And I wanted, and here you come with your happiness. And I feel like that just sums up what you're going through at the moment. You're kind of like, I don't know, I feel like you're very logical, that you're like, I know that I don't have it as bad as other people or whatever like that, you know. And I think you feel quite grateful for that. But then also, yeah, your one low moment just had a happy
ending.
Jesus.
Picture, you can't get me with your down her questions.
I know, my goodness. Turn it round on the question master. Well, I love that I've got a low moment about it. I hate animals. And
you're never coming to visit ever again. Another highlight
well, that's
for me.
What I mean. Yeah. Oh, that was painful. Burn. No, but I mean, they actually look quite cute from afar. And I think it must be quite nice to, from afar, very afar. I just get a bit scared because you don't know what they're thinking, animals.
No.
You know.
But then, do you know what anyone's thinking?
No, but they don't like scratch you and stuff. I got chased by a goose earlier. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you told me about the goose chase.
I just feel like animals hate me as much as I dislike them. Some win me over, so hopefully your little cats do. Have you decided names for them yet?
Yeah, there's Basil, what? Who's black, and Sage, who's black and white.
Oh, that's
and Fluffy.
Very middle class. Yeah. So you don't have any low moments for me then? I love that I'm not letting you escape this question. Literally don't even have one. What about missing your bestie? Huh?
We talk online.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, is it just me? And this is suddenly just killing my social life here. But it's like the whole, oh, do you want to go out for an exercise sort of thing? You feel like you don't have reason to say no because people know that you're not doing anything. So I find myself being on a lot of like video calls and like phone chats. And actually, I don't know if you're the same, but sometimes it's a bit of like chat overload. Does that make sense? Do you get that as well? Or...
Yeah, I don't know if
you're not as popular as me.
Well, I'm sure I'm not, but I don't know. I think I wouldn't call it chat overload, but like it's certainly not as satisfying as like going out somewhere specific and meeting someone, like going to a pub or going out to do a thing and seeing them as well. It's very like, I don't know, it feels kind of tiring to do it as a video chat or whatever, particularly with a group when you can't see like the social cues and there's a bit of a delay. It's just very like wearing. I find it's not really scratching the same itch that a nice meetup in real life does.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good replacement. Well, not replacement, but it's as good as we can get at the moment. Okay, well, I don't want you to use the same example of cats, but or not seeing me. But what is the best moment or highlight you've had since social distancing or isolation?
Yeah. So because my girlfriend can work from home as well, we've both been here, obviously, and spending a lot of time together. And I think it can become quite like all the same, unless you're kind of careful to delineate weekends or evenings and just make sure that...
You've got your date night on a Saturday, don't you?
That's exactly
what I was going
to say. I
tried to do this last night and you were like, nay chance, pal.
Yeah, nay chance.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, for the last two Saturdays in a row, so it's a tradition, we've had a nice meal and watched a film. And
I don't think two weekends in a row is tradition. I just wanted to fit that in.
No, I think there's 2 points in the graph now. You can draw a line. There's it's a tradition.
Okay, good. Sorry, I cut you off there. So you what did you do? I mean, I don't really want to know as a single person, but yeah, go for it. You're happy.
I feel like I summarized it, you know, pretty accurately there. It's Saturday date night. That's my highlight. It's been very
woohoo!
Nice.
Very cute.
Do you do that, Blanche, or do you not?
Okay, painful. I do feel like you are trying to go for the boyfriend. You're using my podcast as a platform for the Boyfriend of the Year Award. You are welcome. I mean, I don't know what your answer is going to be to this, but I just wondered in terms of learning anything or something that surprised you about yourself in this sort of period. Do you think there is anything that you've learned?
So I've always had the sneaking suspicion that I'm interesting enough to enjoy my own company doing my own little projects and I wouldn't get bored. And I just think, you know, in normal life, you think, oh, I never have time for these things. And you wonder, maybe if I did have time, I would get bored really quickly. And it turns out I'm not as interesting as I thought. But actually, I'm loving doing all my little projects and I've got so many ideas for them. And it's
so
just great.
You're literally just saying that you are really interesting after all. You always thought you were.
I know.
But it turns out you are.
And it turns out I am.
Guys, I just want to apologize that he's not actually a horrible, like, really arrogant person. He is a nice person. He's not usually like this. I swear to God, he's got faults. I know, he is a nice guy.
And so interesting.
And so interesting. No, that's good. On the sort of like introvert, extrovert scale, where would you put yourself?
I think I'm an extroverted introvert, actually.
Oh, God. Real answer, please.
I feel quite more towards the introverted side of the spectrum because I feel like I do like palpably feel more energized if I've been like spending a lot of time with people when I do get a bit of time on my own or at home to just take stock. So I think I'm just, you know, having a nice recharge.
Well, I was going to say, in, you know, past days, you've definitely expressed that sort of feeling of feeling like, you know, when you've just got so much in the diary, like 2 weeks back to back, you really enjoy your, like, your Chris mellow own time, don't you? Well, at least you've spoken about that.
Yeah. And doing my little, like, my game stuff or painting stuff or whatever. It's nice. And it's not necessarily mellow, because it's maybe like, oh, I'm just so excited, I want to, like, paint for ages.
But just not with other people, I mean. Like, sometimes I feel like, for me, I'm like, I book every day and, you know, I want to see people every day. And it's almost like I only actually ever enjoy alone downtime when I've, like, earned it. Does that make sense? It's almost like you can only have a bit of cake after you've done that 10-minute yoga video I did this morning. But I just mean, it's kind of like that sort of thing. Whereas I don't know, do you feel that?
I think I do, but probably less than you. I feel like it's even sweeter to have some alone time after lots of time with people.
Yeah.
But also, I could spend loads of time on my own and I feel like I've always earned it because I just like it.
The thing is with you is you get like cabin fever. I think you said that the other day on the phone. You were like, it's weird because usually in, you know, pre-COVID-19 life, or well, maybe it was more pre-Elizabeth actually, but like, oh God, I'm really going for it with your best boyfriend award. Do you think it was FOMO then?
Well, funnily enough, you've taken the words out of my mouth.
That's because we're besties.
It's being here with my girlfriend is just really nice because we can do some stuff alone in different rooms. We can hang out together. We're just sort of here all the time. So I think in my previous life, I was
a stallion. Often feeling opposite.
I was. How dare you? I was feeling. What isn't the opposite of a stallion like a mare, like a female horse?
Okay. So whatever you want to identify as.
I think it's really the best of both worlds. To be, you've really forced me into an optimistic corner. Is that I think I was worried before in my singleton life that I would just stay indoors forever and never find love.
Are you describing what I literally am doing just now? Staying indoors forever, as it seems like, because time is passing so slowly, at least for me anyway. Actually, it's weirdly passing quickly. The weekend's over already. Where do you see yourself in 2 to 3 months' time? Obviously, at that point, you think this is going to be, you know, the self-isolation or the social distancing is going to be finished. So 2 to 3 months' time.
Well, I think, as you correctly pointed out earlier, that it was more optimistic hope that it's going to be over in a month's time. I don't think over in a month's time, but maybe the, you know, you said, do you think the lift restriction in a month's time or whatever?
Yeah, I think there's difference, isn't there? So, yeah,
but I don't know when things are going to be back to normal. But hopefully in 2 or 3 months or maybe a bit longer, depending on how things go, what I would like to see is going back to work, going out to eat, going to see things, going to see friends. But maybe everyone's going to be a little bit more considerate and hygiene conscious and wash their hands more and not cough on people on the tube and that sort of thing. Maybe everyone's going to have learned a lesson.
I saw someone spitting in the street today and about 2 days ago as well. And I just thought, my goodness, confuses me at the best of times, let alone in the middle of a pandemic. Just, you know, firing that fluid everywhere. Yeah, because we do, and especially in London, typical rat race sort of, you know, style of life sometimes. Hopefully it is like a little bit of a pause moment so that there will be some benefits. Do you think, so when you're saying like you could go out for meals and things, do you think they'll do it the opposite order?
Hell
so you
yeah.
know how they kind of like shut down, blah, 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 blah.
That's a good idea.
Thanks. I should be in government.
You should write to Boris. Probably. I don't know what the time scale would be, but as it starts to lift, I would probably err on the side of caution, like partly because I'm sure lots of people will be so desperate that as soon as they say you can go back to restaurants, but be sensible, there'll be stuffed full of people again.
Yeah.
And so I'll maybe try to leave it a bit from that perspective. It might also depend on, we really only have so few sort of case studies of how countries that have had big infections have kind of like overcome them. Like China's really the only one.
Yeah.
And no like equivalent European cultures. So I really don't know.
Has it started declining in Italy? Do you know?
I don't know. I think they might be reporting fewer daily deaths now compared to a couple of days ago, but I think it's still quite early days. Same with Spain, but it's still so early. I don't know whether there's going to be another peak or anything, and I'm obviously no epidemiologist. Yeah, I'll just keep following the guidance.
So basically, you don't know how this is going to end up, and you don't know about LNER and the rate after this is over.
The two things. I mean, That's not bad.
Glad you know everything else. I was just going to say, actually, at this point that we are recording this, we've referred to that you can still go out once a day for the, you know, your daily exercise. So that's quite good compared, well, I say good, but you can at least get that compared to, like, say, Italy or Spain, where I know you can't. The only thing is, of course, is that it started to get gorgeous weather outside, so that might not last for long. So who knows there? Obviously, Mr. Optimism, that's your name, so you'll be good for this one. If there was any parting bit of advice that you had to give to someone who was really worried or anxious about this current situation, what would it be? I would love right now if this was your only bit of negativity.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if this is negative or not, but I would say be worried. Like, if you feel worried, it's fine. Try not, I mean, seek validation for it. Look for other people and see what they're saying. Look to your loved ones. Look to what people are sort of putting out there. There's lots of, like, programs now and radio things and podcasts that are helping people to deal with how they're feeling and talking about the things that people are feeling, dealing with practical issues. There's lots of advice you can find through the proper channels online. Try to avoid all the, you know, fake news and scaremongering stuff. Yeah. That's more difficult than ever, perhaps. But I think it's okay to be worried, and it's important if you are to seek help in whatever form that helps you most.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, you know, sorry, it does sound cliche, but, like, you know, you're not alone. Everyone's going through it, and we all have our up days and down days. And I just think that sometimes when you're in that low place, or, you know, you're in a kind of worry cycle, it is easy to just kind of think, oh, I don't want to speak to people, or, you know, kind of do the opposite of what will be good for you. Also, the thing that you touched on there about, you know, not fake news and stuff, I definitely found not reading the news, I listen to a lot of radio, so I hear it daily, but I just mean don't spend hours because, I mean, there's always updates, but it's not beneficial to mental health, is it?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's very sensible. And also, I would say I've found it, particularly in the early stages of it becoming a much bigger issue here, that if I looked at it, like, in the evening, I would be freaked out for bedtime. So I just, like, you know, stop looking at the news after a certain point.
Yeah, definitely. Because otherwise your dreams are filled with it. My dreams were filled out with it. And I was like, goodness, I'm not getting any break at all. So weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Particularly because people are staying at home now. And in general circumstances, the guidance is going to change drastically overnight in a way that means you have to. So, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it might be that you didn't go to work the next day or something if the guidance had changed. But now I think you can be more sensible about where and how you get your news and try not to go on a, like, news binge, because you'll just feel really bad and feel like there's nothing you can do. And to a great extent, that is the case. Yeah, exactly. It's just a case of sort of weathering it.
Yeah, and just focusing on yourself, because that's all you've got power over, I guess. Anyway, thank you so much, Christopher. What a lovely way to spend a sunny afternoon. I sounded sarcastic there, like I really wanted to be outside.
You did, but you can't be outside. You've been outside today already, so.
My woe, first world problem, is that I was supposed to go to St. Lucia and I'm not, so, you know, extra kick. Anyway, thank you so much, Chris, and I will look forward to catching up with you in 2 to 3 months' time to see how you're getting on.
You're welcome.
And to find out that you're really sad and doom and gloom has struck.
Yeah, back to normal. Like, I'm optimistic now.
Exactly.
But, you know, back when everyone's going about again, well, the extroverts are allowed out, I'll be miserable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye.
And of course, we were only jesting about Chris having coronavirus. Otherwise, he wouldn't be outdoor exercising. It's important to follow government guidelines, even though some people in the public eye are not. Anyway, thanks for listening to Isolation and Me. Don't forget to subscribe and share, and stay safe.